This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A Russian opposition activist who used social media to condemn Moscow's war in Ukraine received an 8.5-year jail sentence Tuesday after a Moscow court found him guilty of spreading false information about the army. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
23-year-old Dmitry Ivanov was accused and convicted of spreading false information about the Russian army, which was made a criminal offense under a new law that Russian lawmakers rubber-stamped a week after Moscow sent troops into Ukraine. Ivanov's social media posts on his Telegram channel had called Russia's campaign in Ukraine a war and had talked about Russian forces attacking civilians and civilian infrastructure in Ukraine. The legislation has been used to prosecute individuals who deviate from the government's official narrative of the conflict that the Kremlin insists on calling a special military operation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN Human Rights High Commissioner Volker Türk Tuesday provided an overview of the human rights situation worldwide. And speaking to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, Türk was scathing in his assessment of the human rights situation in Ukraine, saying the Russian invasion will affect human rights of Ukrainians for generations to come, and the war's impact on fuel and food prices, as well as geopolitical tensions, are impacting negatively on people in every region of the world.
The war in Ukraine has led to civilian casualties and destruction of a shocking magnitude. The rights of Ukrainians will be harmed for generations to come, and the war's impact on fuel and food prices, as well as geopolitical tensions, are impacting negatively on people in every region of the world.
Türk also took Russia to task for its restrictions on civil society, such as the closure of newspapers and the jailing of opposition.